Burning down the house, this time on Culture File with Orit Gat. This time our correspondent has been to visit an exhibition in Switzerland, which has encouraged contemporary artists to make work about the family, an idea so large, as one scholar recently pointed out, that it doesn't feel like an idea anymore. These are Orit Gat's voice notes.
In the main hall of the Kunstmuseum St. Gallen, just by the entrance to the exhibition, Burning Down the House, Rethinking Family, there is a permanent installation by Swiss artist Pipilotti Rist. It has a large woolly green area rug, two massive red vinyl couches, each over 2 meters tall, and a television monitor which looks like a joke out of Alice in Wonderland that you can watch video art on using, you guessed it, an oversized remote control. It's not part of the show I'm here to see, but it fits. It makes the living room into something grotesque and weird. It makes you question how much living is done in this kind of room. And all I can think of is how much I hated watching television with my ex-husband, because watching television in the living room spelled out something I suspected about marriage, that it offered inherently boring evenings on the couch in front of the telly, and still, that it would be hard, almost impossible, to imagine marriage or any other kind of family structure differently. I am interested in this exhibition about family, not because I was married or because I am someone's daughter, someone's sibling, but exactly because I wonder if maybe art can help with this idea that it's so hard to see the family differently. I am interested in this exhibition about family, not because I was married or because I am someone's daughter, someone's sibling, but exactly because I wonder if maybe art can help with this idea that it's so hard to see the family differently. So I walk into the show, and the first work on view is a painting by Japanese artist Kyoko Idetsu called Safe House from 2022. It shows a couple holding hands within a frame that looks like a home, but their happy image is set against a background of crying and screaming characters and hands reaching out toward the couple. Next to the painting is writing in pencil directly on the wall. It reads, "I saw a woman being interviewed in a documentary. She said the police broke into her house in the middle of the night and shot her husband dead for no reason. I was watching the documentary in the safety of my home. At that time, all I could think about was how I could share the household chores with my husband." In the background are nursery rhymes. Coming from the next room, they sound familiar and faint. As I get near, the lyrics become more clear. "Grow, grow, grow, regrets tangle inside me. I can't have kids, I'll be the end of my family tree.
The old rule book must bend and break, bend and break, bend and break. Extended family takes the weight when life gets crazy. Co-parenting's not anarchy."
It's one of multiple rhymes that artist Louise Ashcroft compiled based on conversations with child-free or childless people. The gentle songs, titled No Kids Nursery Rhymes from 2024, fight for effect with Nina Byer's Beast from 2018, which is two huge mechanical bulls carrying plastic tanks filled with baby formula on their backs. These sculptures are actually in the collection of the museum. Sometimes the right thing was there all along. The weirdness and playfulness of the rodeo bulls completes this show by signaling something about parenting, something unclear and haunting that perhaps rejects care, but also mirrors it by being in endless motion. Struggles, stories, sound, indecisiveness, sadness. Burning Down the House introduces the idea of family from several angles, as a lived experience, as a social construct, and as something to critique. It's not all negative, but it is all reflexive. Curator Melanie Bueller gathers works about family that reflect on subjects from love to the time parenting requires. Here in Ghislaine Long's work, where she paints her schedule on the gallery wall, the majority of the time is earmarked for childcare and a few hours a week for studio time. The show touches on big issues, money and education and forms of relation, and how you look at your parents as an adult and how you look at your friends as parents. One of my favorite works is Lily van der Stoker's Biba Baby Boomer, with a pink couch and a floral carpet next to it, and a mural of flowers and writing. The text reads, "Most of my female friends have babies," and always talk about pregnancy stuff, like breastfeeding. It's from 2003, but is ongoing, meaning Van der Stoker is still wondering how to relate to her friends, which is another form of love. Family would seem like a private, insular form of relation that we constantly negotiate. Berea Dillon's 2024 work, Soul Responsibility, Age 12 but Above 9, is a story of how her family history is defined by the state. She presents two souls cut in crystal and hanging on opposite walls. One stands in for her grandmother's foot, and the other for her uncle's when he was 12, the age he joined his mother in the UK. The souls are there because of the rule that stipulates a minor will only be granted a visa if both their parents reside in the UK, unless the UK-based parent has sole responsibility. In another work about the family in public, in the 1980s, Dutch artist Pink de Thierry made works using her own family performing a picture-perfect image. On view here are three photos from the series At Home, in which Pink, her husband and her child inhabited public spaces in the city centers of three Dutch cities, Haarlem, Bergen, and Middelburg, pretending to live their daily lives against a painting of a suburban middle-class home. Who knows how much the little girl in the photos understood how eerie it is to perform as a family when you are a family, making your own experience into an artifice. There are a lot of kids here anyway. Burning down the house includes multiple perspectives on what family is, but many of which respond to a single idea, something that relates to continuity, to children, something that drags the past into the future. Also, something that the capitalist system has encouraged, from voting rights to land ownership and inheritance laws. The nuclear family has been used in modern societies to keep people in their lane. The nuclear family is a known problem. What's left to say? What's left is perhaps to climb up Reist's huge sofa and not turn on the television. Just look at the world from a new perspective and try to imagine other ways of being with people, other forms of relation that may work better for all of us, mom, dad, child, household of one or of many. This exhibition tells us a story about our world and how we live in it, and also that perhaps looking at art can teach us how to imagine that it could be different.
Orit Gat's voice notes there, and she was talking about burning down the house, rethinking family at the Kunstmuseum St. Gallen, Switzerland, which runs into September.